No, I think we have to salute these people. I'm going to take a hot bath right now, gentlemen. Brisket for everybody. That's my campaign motto. Brisket for all.
Our thanks to Bill Curry Ford, Tampa's first family of Ford, for presenting the Ira Kaufman podcast right here at JoeBucksFan.com. And don't forget to subscribe at platforms like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Podbean, and many more. Also, we thank Florida's Elite Restoration. That's your first call. If you see mold or water or have any kind of disaster in your home, get to Florida's EliteRestoration.com. And Big Storm Beer is the official beer of the Ira Kaufman podcast. We'll talk more about them later. Yeah. Buccaneers fans, it is that time for episode 2 of the podcast featuring the sage of Tampa Bay sports, the Baron of Big Storm Beer, Mr. Bill Curry Ford himself, the King of Pasco County, Uncle Ira, Ira Kaufman. I'm Steve Isbitz of JoeBucksFan.com. Lee DeCamper of JoeBucksFan is here. The Buccaneers are 5-2. We're fired up. We got a ton to talk about. The podcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford, and they also present you, Ira. How are you?
I'm doing quite nicely, my friend. Florida, the epicenter of sports, the Bay Area in particular, and also the epicenter of politics, gentlemen, because as we tape this, Trump and Biden have both passed through our lovely, lovely Hillsborough County for this campaign. I think it's going to be tight. I think it's going to be close. And Trump held his rally, gentlemen, right outside the stadium. Lee, you think it's the north side past the pirate ship. Thankfully, nobody was kicking field goals. Oh, I'm sorry, Lee. That's the side that you can kick field goals. Am I right, Lee? That's the side you can kick field goals.
How comforting is it that the Bucs have a guy who made kicking boring?
You know, and I was talking to somebody, and he made a great point, too. The Bucs aren't kicking a lot of field goals, Lee. That's a very good thing. One thing they haven't talked about, they've been tremendous in the red zone, Lee. Tremendous.
Yes.
And a guy, you know, I hate to bring it up because it's my all-time worst prediction, but, I thought Cameron Brate might be a factor in the red zone. He has been in the past, you know, a couple, 2-3 years. He's been effective there. He's been no factor, basically, in the red zone. But Brady's been masterful. Lee, we're going to talk about this Giants game later, but I just want to start it off by saying, Lee, if Brady wasn't on this team, Lee, if there's no Brady leading this team, and I don't mean this as a slap at Winston. I think I'd feel the same way if it was Kirk Cousins or Cam Newton or Andy Dalton, Lee. It's not a slap at Winston. If Brady wasn't at the helm here, I would call this a trap game, and I'd be very worried, Lee, and I don't think Brady's going to let it happen. I don't think it can happen under Tom Brady.
I would even say if Teddy Bridgewater was quarterbacking, it would be a trap game.
Yes. It's got all the earmarks, Lee. With the Saints game, you know, on the horizon, Antonio Brown's supposed to play in that game. And you know what, Lee? The Giants' defense isn't that bad. Isbitz follows the Giants pretty closely.
I don't follow the Giants. Cut that out.
Lee, they've been pretty competitive. They've been fairly competitive, Lee. I mean,
no, they haven't. They suck, Ira. They suck. Come on.
They should have been in a trash division. Come on.
Lee, they should have beat the Eagles. Lee, they should have beat the Eagles. I mean,
good. And the Eagles aren't exactly the 76 Steelers.
No, they're not, but. You know my point about Brady, Lee? I think he's so driven with that philosophy in New England that I think he approaches each game the same. Sometimes he drives you and I crazy because after the Green Bay game, you know, one of the great wins in recent Buck history, the way they did it, the first thing Brady wants to say after the game is, you know, we got to tighten up. We got to do certain things better. I mean, it drives you and I crazy, Lee, but it gives us an insight into the way this guy thinks.
Well, it drives you crazy. Players can say whatever they want to say, and if it's BS, I just in one ear, out the other. I just don't care. Would I rather him be animated and not get on his bully pulpit every time? Sure, but that's Brady. Brady's just a different cat. He's the reason why he's a Hall of Famer, and I think he's the reason that he went so bananas on his offensive line in that Chicago game. He's only been hit once since then. And that is why I don't believe this will be a trap game. And that's why it's kind of hard to You know, I think I'm living in kind of dream world. The Bucks are playing so well. And I'm hearing people saying they may be the best team in the NFC and that they're going to make a run in the playoffs. And I said, well, what kind of Twilight Zone episode is this? Am I on some airplane that's going to be seeing dinosaurs here pretty soon? because it's wild. And I'm just trying to enjoy it. I really am. Yeah, it's me saying it. Me, Mr. Negative.
Steve, Lee mentioned the Bears game. And, Steve, you think it's a stretch that at the end of a season, maybe if they win 11 or 12 games, you think we could look back, Steve, at the 2020 Bucks and say that Bears game was the turning point because it pissed them off so much that they lost to a clearly inferior team the way they lost, and they kind of took a, you know, renewed their vows that they're never going to let that happen again. Is that a stretch, Steve?
Yeah, it's a stretch.
I just gave a beautiful speech, and you just put a pin in my balloon over there.
Yeah, it's a little bit early, Ira. I don't think the Bears are that bad. I'll put that out there first. And, you know, I don't know even know how pissed off they really were. I think they took a very workmanlike approach to the season so far. I think Brady's got them in that one game at a time, you know, just win each practice, Derek Brooks kind of mindset. And what did they do after the Bears game, Ira? You know what they did? They came out flat as hell. Green Bay worked them all over the field in the first quarter at home. So, I don't know. I just think they're a very talented, crazy talented Bucks team. They've got, obviously, a quarterback playing out of his mind. And, look, they lead the NFL in points. They lead the NFC in interceptions. They're balanced. They're kicking. It's just a good football team. So, I'm not buying that. I'm going to say, Ira, if they beat the Saints at home and really turn this division on its ear and cement themselves in first place like that, that I think would be a turning point.
You know, Lee, here's a stat that we don't talk about enough, Lee, very significant in my mind, sack differential. Bucks 25, opponents 8. That's a plus 17, Lee, in the trenches. Credit to both sides, not just the blitz, the blitz boys, Levante and Devin White, and Bowles doing a great job. But on the other side of the ball, Lee, and Brady gets a lot of credit for that, right, Lee, the way he moves around the pocket, the way he gets the ball out fast. But, Lee, bottom line, they're plus 17 in sacks, and, boy, that really helps you win.
Hey, you've been talking to Sean Sullivan, haven't you?
No, I haven't.
Sean Sullivan, the general manager at Bill Curry Ford, the first family of Ford in Tampa. That's his favorite stat in the NFL, sack differential. And that's one reason why he goes so wild about a pass rush. He's almost as hung up on pass rush as I am. And it's interesting you bring that stat up, not just because Sean loves it, but they're doing this with the NFL sack king has been pretty much quiet.
Very interesting.
He's
very
had a really down year as far as sacks go. You know, I hope he gets hot. I hope he turns it around. But, you know, we're 7 games in the season. Once you got 3 sacks, you got 7 games under your belt. And that's a pretty good barometer of what you're going to do. So I don't think he's going to be lucky if he gets 8 sacks. And,
you know,
he's having a subpar year, and yet they're having all these sacks. Holy smokes.
Bowles was asked today about Shaq Barrett and Steve, this goes under the category of what do you expect the guy's coach to say? You know, obviously Bowles said he's having a very good year. His sack numbers might be down, but he's playing the run well. He's tying up blockers. He's doing his assignment. The fact remains, though, Steve, he's not putting a lot of guys on the ground. I guess the word out of one buck is he's close. He's been very close on many occasions, but he just can't close the deal. But you know what, Steve? Who the heck cares? I mean, they're 5-2 and they're sacking guys left and right. I mean, that's 25 through 7 games. You know, I'm pretty good in math, but, you know, that's 55 sacks. That ain't too bad.
Well, Ira, here's the thing. When Todd Bowles says he's having a great year, Shaq is having a great year for the Buccaneers' 2021 salary cap. That's what he meant. Because he's just not going to...
Outstanding, Vince. Outstanding. See how you're always on the money thing? You're always on that money trail, baby.
But Ira, Monday night is the Buccaneers game. Back on Monday Night Football against the Giants. You, of course, will be watching the game with the man-beast former intern, Zach. at Big Storm Brewery in Clearwater, the gorgeous tap room, outdoors. They've really spiffed it up even more. Every time that outdoor area fully covered gets better and better. And, of course, the beautiful indoor tap room. They will be open late. Anybody who says, hey, Big Storm isn't usually open that late, well, they will be open late for the Bucks game and for Bucks fans, even if the game runs well past midnight and the Sage will be out there. But, Ira, I wanted to let everybody know that Sunday, Bill Curry Ford is open for your shopping pleasure. They are open and ready. Sean Sullivan, he'll be there Saturday. He'll help you out. Sunday, you can check him out right now at BillCurryFord.com. But no Bucks football. What a great time to buy a truck, a car, a used vehicle. And the best prices, of course, are at Bill Curry Ford. But it's the family name, Bill Curry, the last 60 years. And General Manager Sean Sullivan, our buddy, he is just dying to help anybody any way he can. Sage, how is that 2020 cherry red Ford Escape treating you these days?
I'll tell you how it's treating me, Steve. We're fighting like hell over this car, me and the missus. I mean, it's some of the biggest fights we've ever had, and we've been married about 39 years, Mr. Isbitz. We don't fight about much. We don't fight about food, sex. Nextly, I know I got the Kemper's attention on that, but we're fighting over the Ford Escape. You know, technically it's her car, presumably, but I try to grab it as much as I can. It's a hell of a ride. It's a lot of fun. You know, and she don't want my car, and I'm hopping into her car every 2 seconds. I got my own key. You don't think I'm going to have to ask her for a key? Then I never get it. Tremendous vehicle. We've had it since January. I have absolutely no qualms about recommending Bill Curry Ford for all your automotive needs. They will make you a great deal. And don't forget, ask for the Joe Bucks fan discount, Steve. Every little bit helps.
Hey, Lee, Iris said that he doesn't fight with his wife about sex or food. I'm getting a visual of, she says, Ira, I'd like a romantic night tonight. And Iris says, that's great. I'll get a Cuban sandwich. We'll have a good time.
Steve, you're on a roll, baby. You are on a roll.
I was hung up on the Rubens. Iris aphrodisiac.
We don't fight about food, sex, or politics, but next. What else is on your mind?
All right, listen, Bill Curry Ford, we're not joking around, nationwide lifetime warranty on new and used vehicles. Think about that for a minute. Bill Curry Ford, top shelf, a mile north of the stadium on Dale Mabry. Beautiful showroom, and if you want to test drive a car, you don't even have to go there. They will bring it out to you. If you want a social distance to the max, call them up, let Sean Sullivan know. They'll bring the vehicle out to you and set it all up. So very, very cool. Sage, we got a lot to talk about here, and I like the way you opened this podcast. You've got some good energy tonight, Ira. Want to run this past you. I asked Harold Goodwin, the O-line coach, run game coordinator, assistant head coach, the guy's got a million titles. They threw him out there today, and I asked him the question that you and Lee wanted to know the answer to. I said, Coach, what's the best way to explain what the difference is in the running game this year? And he started laughing. I don't know why he started laughing, but he started laughing. His answer was that he thinks Rojo's more seasoned and that Rojo is doing a hell of a job getting downhill instead of being indecisive, just taking the hole and hitting it. And he talked about how the O-line just has a better understanding of what they're trying to do and their technique's a little better, and they're basically running the exact same plays. He emphasized that. It's just, in his mind, Rojo. So what do you think of that?
You know what my answer would have been then? I would have paid my proper respects to Ronald Jones, who was even winning over Lee and I, you know, after that horrible rookie season. But Lee, I am very shocked that Goodwin would not mention specifically Tristan Wirfs and Rob Gronkowski, Lee. And we said during the summer when we talked about the Buck running game and how they got to get it going as a credible threat, even though you guys keep screaming at me, why do you keep talking about balance, Galvin? They're a throwing team. They got the receivers. But I said Wirfs and Gronkowski are going to be a formidable blocking tandem on the run. So, Lee, that surprises me a little bit that the offensive line coach would focus so much on the running back. I mean, you know, give Jones his due, he's a diligent worker and gotten a lot better, but lead a block is better too.
Well, I think anybody could have saw that coming. I mean, months ago I heard Pat Curlin, some Bucks fan called Pat Curlin on Sirius XM NFL radio, and he mentioned about the blocking. Oh, number one, your block is going to be better because of Brady. He said he's going to check you into a lot better run sets.
That's a good one. Yep.
And he said that's number one. He goes, number two, you upgraded your right tackle. Number three, you got Gronkowski. He goes, you're going to be a better blocking team. And so that's not really a shock, but I'm going to give Goodwin credit where credit's due. He gave credit where credit's due. You can have blocking, but if you don't know what you're doing in the backfield, what does it matter? Outside of the Bucs and what Brady has done with this team, I think your number two story thus far through seven games is Ronald Jones. I don't think anybody was harder on Ronald Jones than I was, for one reason and one reason only: non-productive. And now he's showing he's worth it. Now he's showing he could be a running back, a damn good running back, I might add. And I'm going to give him all the credit for doing that. I mean, of all positions in the NFL, rarely do you see a running back need, you know, what, four games into his third season before he takes off. I can't remember the last time that's happened. Usually those guys, you know, a rookie, and they're exploding under the scene at running back. I think that's one reason, one big reason, why the Bucks are so good on offense. You know, you have to worry about the run in addition to the pass. Whereas before, he just had to worry about the pass, and still they burn defenses.
Sage?
Steve, I think we have to add, in fairness, we have to add, he's not getting hit in the backfield anymore. And I thought that was a big, big problem, particularly his rookie year. Maybe part of the fault was his. Maybe. But, Steve, you remember that rookie year. He didn't have that many carries, but I think on half of them, he got hit before he ever got started, and that's not happening anymore, Steve.
You know, with the same offensive line he had the first 3 weeks of the season, he stunk, and all of a sudden, boom, he turned the corner. And good for him. Bob's to him for doing it.
Sage, I also asked Goodwin about Tristan Wirfs. I said, I counted up the years. I said to him, hey, you've been coaching. This is your 16th year coaching offensive line in the NFL. Where do you rank Tristan Wirfs as a rookie and just as a guy? And he flat out said, we won the lotto with Tristan Wirfs. The only guy he compared him to was Marquise Pouncey, who he coached with the Steelers, and who was a Pro Bowler as a rookie. And he flat out said Wirfs, he believes, is should be in the Pro Bowl conversation right now.
I think the Bucs hit a home run there, and the New York Giants struck out four times with Andrew Thomas. I mean, I can't believe the abuse that Thomas is getting in the New York papers. They're killing him. They're absolutely killing him. They're saying the guy has no semblance of being a pro. And here you got Wirfs. You never hear his name. Not the best thing you can ever hear about an offensive lineman. And this guy was the fourth pick in the draft league. You know, if he was the fourth guy standing like Wirfs was out of the big four, you know, he'd probably be a Buck. I mean, you would think. You know, because I think Light went into the draft saying we got to get one of these four guys. And it's too early to call Thomas a bust, Lee, but he has taken some serious heat in the Big Apple.
There's this website, it's fairly new. Mike Tanner's behind it. Mike Tanner writes for Football Outsiders and Bleacher Report for years. It's called Pro Football Network. And they have a bunch of writers on there, but it's Mike Tanner's boy, I think. I can't remember the guy's name. I don't know how much credibility he has. I don't know anything about the guy. But he wrote 10 days ago, I'm going to guess, he thought Wirfs is the best right tackle in the NFL. Not rookie.
Whoa.
Of all 32 starting right tackles in the NFL, he thinks Wirfs is playing the best.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, the Saints guy is really good. Ramchek, I don't know how he's playing this year. Boy, that's heady praise, Mr. Isbitz.
Well, look, bottom line is he's playing very well, and we'll see where it goes. No matter where you want to rank him, I haven't watched all these teams' right tackles, but it's been a great start, and I thought it was very impressive from Goodwin, who's been around a long time, and he's not exactly thrown around that Donovan Smith's a Pro Bowler or this guy's a Pro Bowler, but for Wirfs, he's all over it. So Very interesting stuff right there. Sage.
Donovan Smith played better, Steve, the last two weeks. It's worth mentioning.
Sure. Hey, they've all played well the last 2 weeks. I mean, they're running up the score, and it's like Lee said, it's just Bucks fan ecstasy. We don't even know what to do with this. Just enjoy it. Ira, the injury report. Antoine Winfield Jr. appeared today on the injury report. A little bit of a surprise. Shoulder injury and a groin injury. Are you concerned?
Not overly, because one of the guys that I pointed out, another one of my great predictions to Kemper a year ago, coming out of camp, Mike Edwards is going to be a beautiful draft pick for the Buccaneers. And then guess what? He's out of position. He can't make a tackle. He can't get on the field as a rookie.
And they draft a safety.
And they draft a safety. Wait, Mike Edwards is he's making plays.
He's doing better this year. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he had a pick in the Green Bay game, and he had a direct hand in Winfield's pick last week. So I expect Winfield to play, but I don't think it's a catastrophe if he doesn't. The guy I got my eye on is Murphy Bunting Lee. I want to see more out of that guy.
Sage,
yeah, I agree with you, Ira. I like the guy. It seems like right now he's the weak link in the secondary. And I don't know if that's a fair term. I've seen him play better. Let's put it that way.
I'm going to make a statement. Not a bold and brash statement, but a statement. Now, some people are saying the Bucks might have the best defense in football. I'm not letting you go there, guys. I think the best defense in football is in Pittsburgh. I do. That T.J. Watt is a monster. Fitzpatrick's a monster on the back end. Tomlin knows how to coach defense. But the Bucks are in the conversation, Steve. And you remember, it's all summer long. What did we say about the Bucks? If they can only get to the middle of the pack with this offense, with Brady, they are going to be formidable. Well, guess what, Steve? They're not middle of the pack. They're top five. I still think Pittsburgh's a little bit better, but the Bucks are coming on strong.
Well, wanted to note, Sage, that it was quite a statement, Ira, wanted to mention that Mike Evans did not appear on the injury report, which is very interesting. You know how the shenanigans go with the injury report, Ira. Last week, right after the game, Arians said Mike Evans was 80%, and I guess he's going to be practicing fully now and is just full go for the rest of the season. If he's fluctuating from 80 to 95%, we'll never know. But I thought that was at least a good sign.
It's a very good sign, Lee, considering Godwin's not going to play. And Antonio Brown's not available. So, look, Kyler Johnson is making some plays, Lee. I understand that. Scotty Miller's been productive. But without Godwin, if Evans didn't play this week or he's all hobbled, that could be a problem. The Giants' defense isn't that bad, Lee. The Giants' offense stinks. The Giants' defense isn't that bad. Evans has had, Lee, I'll say it again, he's had a very bizarre season. That 1,000-yard streak, he's going to have to come on very strong if he wants to keep that going. But he's got six touchdown catches, Lee, in seven games. It's kind of weird, epitomized by that crazy, the Carolina game, Lee, 2 1-yard catch, touchdown catch. You don't see that very often. You just don't see that. Those were his only two catches, Lee. I mean, that's a crazy stat line. So Evans looked hobbled to me, Lee, last week. He didn't look like a guy that was nearly 100% in my mind, and I know Lee, Arians keep saying that they're doubling them. Lee, is that realistic when you got a guy as good as Godwin, who to me is almost on an even plane, but is it obvious that you got to double Mike Evans now if Godwin's playing? I don't know if I buy that.
He's obviously much more established than Godwin. That's not a knock on Godwin whatsoever.
Right.
And I think just from a physical standpoint, he might be tougher to guard than Godwin only because of his wingspan. Maybe. That may be it. I mean, I'm not disputing what you're saying, Ira, but I'm also not dismissing what Arians said either.
What I'm saying primarily is that Evans, he doesn't look healthy to me. He just doesn't.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree.
All right, Sage. Now, listen. We've got some meat on the bone here, some news-ish kind of stuff that is very important to Antonio Brown, and it really speaks to a lot of things going on at One Buck Palace. So I got to run that by you. I don't know if you're
furniture?
Up to...
Cheap furniture?
No, don't throw the furniture.
That's what I mean. Cheap furniture. You can toss it. No big harm.
But Sage, first, we got to remind everybody, if you see water that doesn't belong where it should be in your home, or you see mold in the back of the garage or underneath the kitchen sink, you have got to call Florida's Elite Restoration. Florida's Elite Restoration. They've got all kinds of information on their website, floridaselite-restoration.com. And they're going to be out there, Ira, so quickly to give people a free estimate and a free understanding of what's happening before you call your insurance company and get into a mess. It's so important to call them first.
They're honestly, and Steven, that's the most important thing, especially with this subject matter, because let's face it, guys, you know, the average homeowner, he doesn't know a lot about mold. So, you know, it's kind of a quirky issue, a quirky problem, but it's one that can get a lot worse if you don't attend to it quickly. So if you think you might have a problem, Florida's Elite Restoration is your first call ahead of the insurance company. They'll come out and give you an honest assessment.
Yeah, very important. Florida's Elite Restoration.com. And Ira, I've got an official date. We moved the free beer from Florida's Elite Restoration.com that we were going to do for the Sunday night Raiders game, our big plan that sort of fell apart because of the COVID change. But we moved it to December 20th, which is a 1 o'clock game. We're going to have a fan appreciation day. And as part of that, at Big Storm Brewery in Clearwater, Florida's Elite Restoration, our great friend Josh Martin, the big boss over there, he's going to be buying everybody a beer before the game. So very excited to reschedule that officially. And that's just kind of the kind of people Florida's Elite Restoration are. They're not going to be drinking at your home, but they will check everything out. They are licensed mold remediation specialists. Sage, Bruce Arians jumps on SiriusXM NFL Radio last night, Wednesday night, late night, and he says Antonio Brown will be playing as soon as he's eligible, and they're going to try to expand that role each week. And he's talked about how great it is that he practices so hard, and he's got some history with the quarterback, and he's not worried about it, and he just needs to learn the game plan each week while he integrates the playbook. And Arians said, quote, "We started introducing a more four wideout package so we could have all those guys on the field," referring to Brown, Scotty Miller, Evans, and Godwin. It's all in with Antonio Brown, Ira.
Isn't it amazing? I mean, it's just startling what you might call the evolution of Bruce Arians on the topic of Antonio Brown over the past 7 months. You know, Arians could have taken the diplomatic route in March, Lee, in March, when asked about Antonio Brown, and said, well, we'll look into it. We'll see what the situation is down the line. But he didn't do it, Lee. He rather forcefully said the guy was a diva and that he didn't fit on this franchise. That's what he said, Lee. You can't take those words away. Now, Lee, as far as I'm concerned, he's the same Antonio Brown. Bruce Arians hasn't had a million discussions with the guy before he signed off, you know, to bring him on board. So what's changed? Well, Evans is a little hobbled. Of course, they made this move before Godwin broke his finger, Lee. That's no factor in the decision. And now, Lee, he's going out of his way to say that Brown looked, quote, fantastic. Fantastic doing what, Lee? Running 10 yards without buckling his knee? I mean, what would be fantastic? Nobody hit him. Nobody covered him. But he looked fantastic and four wideouts. And Lee, I don't want to be ominous here. I don't want to be ominous, but let's not go crazy and get away from what the Bucs are doing right now, which is very successful. And Gronkowski's coming on strong, Lee. Let's not forget that. He's becoming a major factor. And all of a sudden, four wide, where does that leave you? Tight end, and it really changes your offense. And I don't think you should force feed this thing with Antonio Brown. Let it, and I'm going to give you a word, Lee, and when I hear it on TV, I say, that's a Harvard word. That's a Harvard. That ain't a Brooklyn word. But I think I might use it. I've never used it before, Lee. You ready? I think you got to let it come organically, Lee. Organically. Never used that word before. Don't even know what it means. but it sounds good. What I mean is, Lee, you got to work them in naturally. You don't tear up your playbook because you got Antonio Brown with an offense scoring 32 points a game. Lee, am I wrong? What's going on here?
Well, here's what I'd like to find out. Steve told me, but I forgot about it. And I know there are other people asking the same thing. How is it Antonio Brown, while on suspension, is working out with the Bucks? But when Jameis is under suspension, he had to work out with scrubs and never bends and retired guys.
You know, I don't even know what the working out means, Steve. He certainly couldn't be on the field with his teammates. So he's off to the side somewhere at one Buck place. And how can you have a fantastic workout like that?
Well, all I know is the rules changed a little bit this year, but I couldn't tell you what that means with a suspended guy coming in. Arian said he's allowed to go to meetings. I don't really understand it either, but, you know, it all ends next week regardless. So I don't know. But here's one thing I don't understand, and I really, really, really need your sage wisdom to explain this to me because I just don't get it. Maybe Lee's got some sage in him as well. Ira, we were just told not that long ago that Antonio Brown is an insurance policy. He's insurance. You know, if somebody really goes down, if there's a problem, he's insurance. Well, isn't if a guy is being used as insurance, it doesn't that mean he's mostly on the bench, that he's not going to be put in more and more each week, that he's just there in case somebody goes down? Now, I realize that guys got to play a little bit to be fresh, but that's not insurance if he's on the field for two-thirds of the snaps.
You're making a major point here, and I guess we've been dancing around it. The Bucs are all over the map on Antonio Brown. I mean, they're all over the map. Start with the March comments by Arians, which were, you know, unequivocal. And when we heard that, we figured it stopped all the Antonio Brown rumors. It's done. It's over. This is the head coach. You know, this ain't the assistant equipment manager. He doesn't fit. He's a diva. I know the guy, which he does. He doesn't fit. And 7 months later, he's fantastic, and they're going to four wide. And these points well taken, Lee. They're vague, Lee. They're very vague. They're inconsistent about this whole Antonio Brown issue. I'm almost getting the impression, Lee, that they're not going to be happy unless he's the star of the show. The star of the show, Lee. Mm-hmm. And I believe he played one game, Lee, in about 22 months. 22 months.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
So I don't understand this. They got the best wide receiver tandem in football. No reason to think this is a long-term injury for Godwin. Evans isn't even on the injury report. As Dean says, Gronkowski's coming on. They're scoring 32 points. I don't want to put all this in the lap of Tom Brady unless I know this stuff for a fact, Lee, but it sure sounds like there's things going on behind the scenes to force feed Antonio Brown into making him the star of this offense, and I don't see the need for it.
I'm like you, Ira. This got Tom Brady's fingerprints all over it. I dare to say Tom Brady was in the Glazers' ears. But get him. Coach won't listen to me. Get him. And why all of a sudden, the very first thing Arian said when it came out that they were bringing in Brown, very first thing he said, everybody says this is Tom Brady. Tom Brady has nothing to do with it. Oh, why'd you bring it up then?
Right.
Number two, notice that Arian did the same thing with Chris Godwin. Well, I don't know where people got, but he's only going to miss one game.
Yeah. Now, Steve, I will say this. I think it's important to say it. They don't have a guy like Brown. I mean, very few teams do, but when Brown's playing well. But you know what I mean by that, Steve? Godwin and Evans, as good as they are, and they're very, very good. And throw Scotty Miller in this mix, too. They're not going to take a 12-yard slant to the house. That's not going to happen. Brown used to do it all the time in Pittsburgh. I mean, Lee, that last year when I said that he got so jealous of Juju Schuster, he scored 15 touchdowns, Lee. 15, Brown. That's a huge number. So it wasn't like he had a bad year. You know, he did get jealous, no question. But Steve, it does need to be said that he's not the same guy as Godwin and Evans, even though I think they're taking this a little too far. He does bring a different element to play here, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, look, Antonio Brown, the football player, we don't know exactly what to expect, but as Bill Polian was saying the other night on radio, the guy got separation faster in his routes than maybe anyone Polian has ever seen, and that he's just an extraordinarily special receiving talent in his raw route running ability combined with his speed, and it's very exciting on a football front. I'm just trying to figure out what makes sense here, and I got to say this, I'm mad at myself that I didn't mention it in our last podcast because I had been thinking of it. The number one thing that can tear down the Bucs this year, aside from an injury to Brady and or just some crazy rash of injuries, is COVID-19, right? So you know that Antonio Brown, in my mind, is a guy that just can't be trusted off the field, and he's obviously done a lot of things recently that you just scratch your head about, and now this guy has to walk off life as a regular citizen. He's got to walk into the Bucs and never go anywhere, never do anything, and be the perfect citizen. And in order to avoid the virus like these other players have been doing for 3 months already, I don't know if I would trust him with that. And I asked Arians about it, and he said, well, he wants to play. And I don't know. I mean, I just hope that if he's going to be here, I get it, he's going to play, but I really hope he's responsible off the field, because that could just bring this whole thing down.
Steve's right. You can't watch the guy 24 hours a day. Lock him in the hotel. I know players are not supposed to leave the hotel, Lee. You know, you're not going to have a security guy following the Brown around. You're not going to put an ankle bracelet on him, Lee.
You sure?
And Lee, he doesn't show much discipline in his personal behavior. And with the COVID, Lee, that's a very interesting angle. You know, and Arians just said it, Lee. Not specifically about Antonio Brown, obviously, but one guy could bring down this football team by being foolish, Lee. That could happen. The Bucs have been fortunate in terms of their coaching staff and their players. I guess we learned today, Lee, that somebody that works in the building tested positive. Not a player, not a coach. But, Lee, you got to be very careful with this. And you know what the numbers are showing all over this country, and Florida's no exception. That is another wrinkle to this Antonio Brown story, Lee.
Yeah, that's true, and you know, that's a good point that Steve has. I would not be shocked whatsoever. Matter of fact, I would actually expect it, that they would have someone tailing Antonio Brown day and night. Because look who they're getting in bed with. You made the case yourself just a few seconds ago. It would not shock me one bit if they have someone tailing Antonio Brown. Would not shock, because you got to remember, most of the security guys, the Bucs employ, well, the head of security currently, he's an ex-Tampa City detective. They've got connections. They've got their fingers all throughout the community. It would not shock me one bit.
Hey, being tailed. Lee, remember in the famous words of Steve Isbitt, quoting Bill Polian, nobody gets separation faster than Antonio Brown. Remember that, Steve. Remember that.
Ira, before we hired you, Ira, we had you tailed for like 90 days all over Pasco County. I mean, our poor guy was in Publix 10 hours a week.
He knew all my strip clubs. He knew all the strip clubs, right?
I just hope that whoever Antonio Brown hires for a dietitian just doesn't leave a fish head in the freezer.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, Ira, that investigator we hired, he even learned your fake name that you use at Mons Venus.
I got the fake ID, Stevie. But, hey, what's going on with Monday night's game, Stevie? What's going on with Monday night's game? It's
All
a
right.
big one.
Monday
it's
night's game.
Big one.
Well, Sage, is there anything you want to say about Tom Brady winning player of the month or Devin White winning player of the week, or should we just let that stand on the merits and the obvious?
No, I think we have to salute these people. Now, Brady, I thought Brady was kind of pedestrian in the Windy City, far from exceptional. But the last 2 weeks, I mean, just dazzling, absolutely dazzling. Last week, he looked as good when he was 30 years old. You know, I can't give him any higher praise than that. He threw some fantastic, the one to Miller, the one to Gronkowski, the bullet to Godwin in the corner where he bought time. He was fantastic. Lee, what are you going to say? 15 touchdowns and one interception. He's not getting sacked. He's everything he's cracked up to be, Lee. Everything he's cracked up to be. As far as Devin White, Lee, I think if he works on his coverage skills a little bit more, and he's not terrible, but he's not where he needs to be, he's going to be a force to be reckoned with, Lee, because he does a lot of other things exceptionally well, and I'm glad that he's becoming a force on the pass rush.
Well, Chris Sims, you know, your buddy, he said that because Lavonte David and Devin White are playing at such an unreal level, they're allowing Bulls to do all kinds of exotic and funky stunts and twists and you name it up front because, in Chris Sims' words, we've got the two inside linebackers to clean up for you.
Wow. And right now they're strong on all levels, Steve, all three levels on defense. They got playmakers.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. I mean, I personally, I'm looking past this Giants game. I want to see those Saints come in here and see what the Bucs are made of here. I can't wait for that game. But first things first,
Ira. I'm with you on that, Steve.
First things first, I will also mention, just to put it out there, Bruce Arians is now 12-11, finally in the win column as a Buccaneers head coach. So how about that?
There you go, Steve. There you go, Stevie. Nice.
All right. So reminder, Ira Kaufman, he watches every Bucs road game at Big Storm Brewery in Clearwater. Big Storm is Florida's best craft beer. We realize the many thousands who listen to this podcast are not going to be watching the game with Ira on Monday night. But if you go out there, we've got a jersey to give away. We've got other stuff to give away. And it's just a great time. But if not, stock up all weekend long on Big Storm beer all across the state of Florida. BigStormBrewery.com is where you can find where they sell it near you. And we thank Bill Curry Ford, BillCurryFord.com. We say it 100 times. Sean Sullivan, he's ready to help. And this is a great, great weekend to go shopping. Ira, I'm just going to put it out there right now. We're going to make our picks. This Giants team, they suck, man. I don't know what else to say. Daniel Jones has thrown 5 touchdown passes this season, and they've got no running game. Buccaneers 32, Giants 13.
Wow. All right. Lee, I'll go second. I don't think it's going to be a blowout, Lee. I don't think the Bucs are going to be looking to kill like they are the following week against the Saints. But they're too talented to lose the game. They got Brady. Lee, I'm going to say 24-16 visitors. 24-16 Bucs.
Steve sort of stole my thunder, but I'll just go ahead and say 27-13 Bucs.
And you think they'll be in control the whole night, Lee, basically?
Yeah. I mean, some readers got mad at me because I referenced the Giants, the cupcake game. Which brings this to mind, Ira. This is a perfect question for you, because I believe you're covering the Bucs this time. There's a couple of our readers there. I don't know if it's, was it PTSD, which I kind of have because the Bucs have been losing. I've been covering the Bucs for so long. Bucs fans have the same thing. But yeah, post-traumatic stress disorder. And so they're not quite yet. I'm not saying they're a majority, but there's a handful, at least a handful of our readers. They're not yet swallowing the Kool-Aid because they've been burned before. And one reader specifically mentioned that he vividly remembers Sam Weiss's famous quote, 5-2. And he can't embrace winning quite yet. Your thoughts on Sam Weiss's quote, is it apropos or not?
Well, no, I don't think it is. Wait, I don't think it is because that was like 95, Steve? What do you think? The year before Dungy came?
Yes.
It might have been 95.
95, there was a lot of excitement, and then they went 7-9.
Steve, the quarterback was not named Tom Brady at that time. Was not. Might have wore number 12, but he wasn't Tom Brady. And I just think, I don't think you can say enough about the Brady influence, guys. Now, I'm not thrilled with this Antonio Brown situation. And I'm pinning that primarily on Mr. Brady. But as far as, you know, the way he's performing, the way he's lifting everybody around him, his unbelievable singular focus on the next game, that team fell apart, that 95 Buck team. This team ain't going to fall apart. Brady won't let it happen. He just will not let it happen. And That's why you said what you said. The number one thing above all, and nothing else is even close, that can wreck this Bucs season is Brady going down for an extended period of time. That's it. That is the one thing you got to avoid. He's that good.
Yeah, the one glaring thing for me about Brady, one turnover in his last five games. Now, Lee talks about PTSD. I think I've got PTSJD with Jameis syndrome with all with all those turnovers. And here's Brady's just going out there playing clean game after clean game. And this is what they wanted. This is what they dreamed of. Get a little better on defense, bring in some more weapons, have a smart quarterback who can lead that's not going to turn the ball over. And here we go. I'm loving it, Ira.
And you know, Lee, the beautiful part about it, it's not a fluke. We've got 20 years of Brady to look back on in New England, and it happened, the same thing happened every year. You know, the Patriots finished plus 15 in turnover differential. They have minimal giveaways, and, you know, he's got a 20-year resume, Lee. It doesn't lie.
No, like I said, it's hard to believe the Bucs have a quarterback this good. I guess we should have expected it, but a 43-year-old man, middle-aged dude, like I said earlier, like I said to open up the podcast, I'm taking Bobby Knight's advice, laying back and enjoying it.
That's right. And Steve, if they win as they should, they'll be 6-2 at the midway point, and every reason to feel proud about themselves.
Six and freaking two, unbelievable. I don't even know what to say. What I will note, Ira, they are 20 out of 20 this year scoring touchdowns in goal to go situations, which is just
crazy. But I think the biggest takeaway from tonight, guys, is that I use the word organically. First time in my life, first time in, I've never written it. I've never said it on a podcast. And I broke my maiden, Steve. Broke my maiden.
All right. I think we'll just leave it right there with you breaking your maiden. Quality 1920s horse racing reference right there. Very good, Ira. We're all fired up for Monday. We've all predicted victory. I believe we're all tied now for the season. I'll check with Javier, but I believe we're all even. So
we all have the same record as the football team, 5-2.
We do, 5-2.
That's right.
5-2 saves. Right. Well, Ira, do you have any wisdom for the good people out there as they march into this week? Something they should look for, something they should think about, whatever it might be for the Bucs faithful. And we'll say goodbye on that.
All right, I do. And Lee, you know, I am anything but political, Mr. DeKemper. But I'll say this. If you're within the sound of my voice, and you know, you're one of our 1 million podcast listeners, don't go crazy if we don't have the results of the presidential election next Tuesday night. It might take a while. It might take a while. This is America. We want to get it right. No matter how it turns out, be patient. Don't go crazy. And enjoy your 6-2 Buccaneers.
Well, I can't let us go out on that note. I will have to add to the folks that if you are voting and you're not sure what to do, just write in Ira Kaufman. There's always a chance right there. We'll get the tally. Sage, maybe you can get 50 votes. And, you know, you'll have accomplished something in your life.
Brisket for everybody. That's my campaign motto. Brisket for all.